Okay, this is Karen Brewster, and today is February 9th, 2018, and I'm here in Kotzebue with Sally Rotman. Sally Gallahorn. Used to be Rotman.
Yeah, yes, Sally Gallahorn Rotman.
Upstairs above Rotman's store, and also Socorok Whiting is here, and this is for the Selawik National Wildlife Refuge project. So, Sally, thank you very much for having time to talk to us today.
You're welcome. That's nice. So enjoy it.
So just to get started, so people know a little bit about you, can you just tell us, you know, when and where you were born?
I was born in Kiana, really in Okuk Point. I guess it's a few miles from Kiana. I don't even know. That's where we lived for a couple of years, I think, and we had a store there, but then from there we moved to Selawik. We sold the store, I don't know.
And what year were you born?
31.
Okay. So you don't have any memories of this Kiana time?
I do.
Oh, you do?
But we were not there very long, you know. We opened the store, and ran it for a while, and then I think my dad sold it.
Mm-hmm. And your dad was, what was his first name?
Louis Rotman.
Okay. And your mother?
Clara Rotman.
And what family was your mom from?
She was from Kiana. Her mom was from Kiana, and her dad was from New York. And he came up, he wasn't a miner. There was a lot of mining going on, but I think he came up as an accountant for some mining. And then he never did go back. He lived in Kiana. And I don't remember him too much. Mm-hmm. All I remember, he used to sing a lot, you know.
Nice.
And what was your mother's maiden name?
Gosh.
Do you know?
I should know. Maybe I'll think of it.
Or what Claire. I was thinking, or what Nupak family she came from.
Her mom was from Kiana, related to...
That's okay.
I wonder if there's anything.
Oops.
Oh.
Okay. So your mother's mother's first name was Hope. Is
yeah.
That what you said?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay.
Levy. I mean, her married name was Levy.
Okay.
William Levy was her. My mom's dad.
Okay, great. That helps a lot. Mm-hmm. See, you do remember.
Yeah, it come to me.
Oops, it keeps falling off you. It doesn't really
stay. I better not move.
I'm off. Okay. Okay, so do you know why your father came up here in the first place? Why he came to Kiana?
He came from... Where was he from now? I think he came to, was it Barrow? Anyway, he was a fur buyer.
Okay.
I think he got a job buying fur. And... That's how he got up here.
Okay. And you have brothers and sisters?
I have one brother and one, Yvonne is my sister.
And what was your brother's name?
Seymour Rotman.
Okay. So what do you first remember about Nilik?
Oh, what do I remember about it? We were right on the river there, and I remember, the one thing I remember is we, you know, the ice would freeze and we'd want to go skating, you know, on the edge, and we fell in the water. I also remember that. And there's elders, there was elders living across from us, and they'd be hollering at us to, you know, go home, and they didn't want us there. And so, but, I mean, we got out of the water, you know, it wasn't that deep. I mean, we weren't way out. But that's what I remember.
Do you remember where the name Nilak come from? Or was somebody said it was short for another name?
Oh,
do you remember?
I don't know.
It's always been Nilak that you remember?
Uh-huh, that's all I remember.
Okay. You said there were the elders living across. Do you remember
across the river.
Yeah, you remember the names of all the families who lived at Nilak when you were there, or some of them?
Yeah. Let's see. Ballot. There were Ballots. Walter Ballot. But I can't think of his dad's name. And I know their Eskimo names.
That's
like
good. That's okay.
Pingokrak, but I don't know how you spell
that's okay.
Them.
We'll figure that out later.
And Olsons. There were a lot of people that I remember, you know, elders there.
Yeah. So it was a pretty big community?
No, it wasn't. Maybe. I don't think there was even 200 people. Oh. You know. But they, I think a lot of them would live out of Nilak, you know, at camps.
So you mentioned you were skating. What other things did you do at Nilak that you remember?
We'd go skating and what else would we do? Oh, everybody had dogs, you know. And we'd be riding with, you know, two or three dogs, and riding with our friends that had dogs, and going for dog team rides. And there was a lot. Then we'd go with the older women. They'd go set snares, and we'd go with them for like rabbit, ptarmigan, and then go look at their snares with them. They'd be close to town because, you know, Nilak was. Everything was close by, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And when you say close to town, you're talking about Selawik?
Yeah. No, yeah, Selawik, yeah.
And what kind of houses did people live in at that time?
At that time, they had like, some had log cabins, but lots, and some had, I don't know if you call them igloos or what, some of them had you know, with
the sod.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. A few.
So how old were you when you moved to Nilak? About?
I was young, maybe, before school.
So like 5, 6,
yeah.
Something like that?
Okay. Maybe 4 or 5.
Okay.
Then we moved. I remember going with a dog. We went with a dog team from Nilak to Selawik. My dad hired 2 or 3 teams. We were closing, you know, he was closing the store, and we rode to Selawik with a dog team. It took all day, I think.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what year that was he closed in Nilak?
It had to be when I was real, you know, before I started school, so maybe 29 or 28.
You mean 39 or?
No, see, I was born in 31.
Right.
So, after it would be, so it would be probably in the, a couple years after I was, or, you know, after we lived there.
Do you know why he closed the store in Nilak?
Because there, a lot of people would spend their summers in Selwick, and it was a bigger town. Like all those people, you know, would go to Selwick just for, I don't know, shopping, and I think.
And did he keep going up there for fur trading after he closed that store?
Yeah. I think we used to go up like muskrat season time. I know we went up there way up the river, and they called it collecting, like you'd outfit them, you know, groceries before they went to all their camps. And then I think we had two boats, and they'd fill everything with groceries, you know, so that, because by then nobody had anything, because they stayed there the whole spring, you know. And then he'd collect their charges with muskrats, and then they'd shop again with their furs that they...
So had he given them a credit before they left?
Before they left.
Okay, so they paid their debt?
They paid their debt, and then they'd get a lot of muskrats, and they'd have lots to spend on, you know, groceries.
Do you remember where your dad sold the muskrats to?
I remember the fur buyers that would come up. A lot of fur buyers would come up, I know, but he'd sell them wherever he could get the best price. It seems like it was always to Seattle somewhere. He never seemed to sell them to the fur buyers that came up.
Hmm. Where did those fur buyers come from?
From different, I guess, from the state.
Oh, they somewhere. Didn't come from Seattle?
Mm-hmm. There were some from Seattle, yeah. I think.
Do you remember how much those furs were worth?
Yeah, I remember there'd be sometimes, they'd start out, I think they were, the highest they were, the muskrats probably were $5 or $6 each, you know, when they were buying them so much, the fur companies.
So the fur companies paid your dad $5 or $6 per skin?
No, he paid I don't know how much they paid.
He paid the trappers
$5 to $6. Uh-huh. Oh. I mean, that was the highest.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I'm wondering how much he sold them for to the fur buyers.
But I don't know. No, we didn't really pay attention.
Do you remember what your dad said, what those furs were being used for in the States? Were they for clothes or what were the...
I think for clothes. Like muskrats, mink, fox.
For coats and things?
Uh-huh. Oh. I think so.
Because it seems like there was quite a demand for muskrats.
We were wondering
what they were using them for.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was, what would they use them for? I think it was clothes.
Okay.
Because they probably sell them all over, I know. Like Canada and places like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that were selling their muskrats, they were also making muskrat soup and eating muskrats.
Uh-huh.
And do you remember?
They dried them and they, cooked them fresh, I guess.
Do you remember if there was any traditional medicine used for any parts of the muskrat, the body, that people might have used them for medicine?
I don't remember.
Or mostly it was food and clothing.
Uh-huh. But like the other fur, I don't know what they did with like the mink. I don't think they ate the mink, or did they?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Like they could get a lot of mink and those weasels. fox, red fox, but I don't remember them getting any white fox. Just the red fox, and I think they called one kind cross fox or something.
And your dad would buy those furs also?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What time of year was that?
Winter.
Those are all winter?
Those winter.
Okay.
And the muskrats were springtime. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever go out muskrat hunting?
No.
No.
I mean, like, we'd follow them close by to the lake sometimes. Mm-hmm. The women would go close by, so, I mean, Nilak. They'd have traps that they set, you know, in the lake, and they'd go get muskrats. You know.
And who was your family living with you at the time? You had brothers and sisters or aunties. Who was your family living at Nilak at the time you were there?
I had one aunt living with us. I think Beulah Levy, her name was. And I had another aunt, Myra, but she was at, then I think there was a Clutin, or she was going to school, the high school there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a high school at a Clutin.
Yeah, a long time ago. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of them from here, too, you know, that she knew.
When you're at Nilak and the store was there like a church or a school or
remember.
Any other organization or business? Or?
They didn't have no church that I know of, but they might have had churches in their home, you know, somebody's home.
And what about school?
No school there. That's why when we were ready to go to school, we moved to Selwick.
Mm-hmm. And you learned to speak Inupiaq?
Oh, yeah, because everybody talked Eskimo with all our friends, you know. And we must have learned Eskimo when we were little tiny kids.
Mm-hmm. Who were
in school, but they wouldn't let us talk in school later on, you know.
Yeah. Who were some of your friends when you were at Nilak? Who were some of your buddies that used to...
There was Foster's, Mary, and I think it was Nettie, and let's see, Luke Good, his daughter I know.
And Emma?
Emma, yeah. Emma Raymond.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She was way younger. You know, younger than us. There were a lot of kids. Our favorite game was jackstones. We'd be playing jackstones all the time.
What's that?
On the floor in the store.
Oh, jacks with the ball?
Yeah.
That?
Uh-huh. But wintertime we'd play, and springtime when it was warm, we'd play some kind of games, ball games, you know. Like they call it Norwegian and some of those games.
Hmm. Yeah, you mentioned skating on the ice. What kind of things did you guys do in the summertime as kids?
Did we do in the summer? When we were in Selwick or?
Either one.
I think. See, there we were going to school.
In Selawik, yeah.
So there was more things for us to do. They had, there was always ball games and summertime we'd play something like baseball, but it wasn't baseball, I think. I don't remember what. Ball games, anyway. But they didn't have basketball or things like that.
Mm-hmm. And what was it like growing up in Selawik?
We liked it there. There was more to do, you know, after we got older. but we left when we were, there was no 7th and 8th grade in Selwick. So that's when my dad took us to Fairbanks, mm-hmm. and he had friends there. And we went to school there in the winter time, you know.
Starting in 7th grade?
Uh-huh. Go home in the summer. And then after that, we went to high school in Seattle.
And when did he open the store here in Kotzebue?
It must have been in the 40s, maybe. When did it open in Selwick? What does it say?
Well, those calendars say Kotzebue and Selwick, 1956.
Yeah. Oh.
And the other one is 1970.
I think it was in the 40s.
Okay.
Early 40s here, maybe. When Maggot, you don't know, you wouldn't remember Maggot's store.
And the store in Selwick was opened first? There was a store in Nillock, and then Selwick, and then Kotzebue? Is that how?
Yeah. See, he worked for, there was Maggots here, and Maggots had hired him to run, they found a place in Selwick to work for them and run it. And then my dad decided he worked for him for about a year, and he wanted to run, you know, start a store himself. So that's how, when he must have been, maybe, it might have been 40, maybe, early.
Yeah. But he closed the store in Nillick,
yeah,
and then started Selwick.
Yeah.
And then he...
Because then everybody would be camping, but they'd go back to Selwick, you know, camping in the springtime and go move back to Selwick. They'd go to their camp maybe in April, and March and April, that's when they would hunt muskrats.
Okay.
And then they'd move back to Selwick after that.
Okay. And when your dad went collecting by boat,
mm-hmm.
how far upriver did he go?
Way up. I don't know what you call those, the names, but it took a long time. To get there, I know. That's where they'd be camping, you know, everybody. I'd go with them. We'd go to all the camps.
And so past Nillick?
Yeah, way above Nillick. It was quite a ways. They're muskrat camps. And, but I don't know about mink and, mostly the men, I think, would go in the winter time, not the whole families.
Mm-hmm. You know. But muskrat, the whole family went?
Yeah, because they stayed there for about maybe 2 months. They'd start in maybe May. And then they'd come down in rafts from up there, you know, mm-hmm. they'd get logs. And that's how I think they built their homes.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of some of the homes that were built, somebody mentioned that some part of the store in Nillick or Selwick was used to build something here in Kotzebue. Do you remember which building
that
is?
Oh, that was, he had built a... It was something like a home. Remember, it used to be over here, right over here.
Across the street?
Uh-huh. Across from here, right by Harris's, across.
Mm-hmm.
It was a log cabin.
Yeah.
And my dad moved it down here, brought it down with his boat. Well, he must have had maybe he used somebody's barge or something.
So he didn't have a barge?
I don't think so.
So that log building came from Selwick or from Nillick?
First, he brought it to Selwick and then to here.
Oh, so it was originally at Nillick.
Yeah.
What was it used for?
That he was, he built it for, it was living quarters in a store. But it wasn't that big, you know. It wasn't. And then when he decided to move down here, he brought it down here.
Uh-huh.
We lived in it for a while here until the store got built.
Who built this store?
There was some construction company up here, and I think they were building FAA homes. That was a long time ago when they first built the homes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he must have talked them into staying and build this, or maybe they wanted to, I don't know.
The families who were way upriver muskrat hunting that your dad went and bought furs from, do you remember the names of any of those families?
I should. I know there were Sheldons and Russell, Urban Russell, Harry Mitchell. And who else? Joe, I think, was there a Joe Foxglove? I think so.
Sally, do you remember your papa and your mama's Inupiaq names?
My mom's was Kogluk, but I didn't know how you spell it.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't call my dad, they'd call him Ratmurak, or Ratmurak, part of his name,
And what's your Inupiaq name?
Oh, I had they named me so many names, I can't even. I know there was an old lady in Selwick, that named me after her. I think it was, what was it? Was it Olak Shah, or there was a lot of old women, they'd name us, but they'd name us after them, and then, Olshok and who Amenik and all those.
Do you remember any other stores in the region when you were growing up? You mentioned another one earlier, and then Ralphins. Who are some of the store owners in the region?
In Selwick, there was Ferguson's.
Ferguson's?
Uh-huh. Archie and Hadley, And then, but here there were some, Tom Behrman and Maggots.
So you were born into a store life
with
your father, and you're still at a store now.
What
are some things that you would talk to young people about working hard for the work that they do? Because Rotman's, I know, hired so many people in Selwick and Kotzebue over many years. So what kind of advice would you give them to work hard and own their own business?
What kind of what?
Advice. If somebody wanted to work hard and own their own store or their own business.
I guess they just have to work hard, that's all, to start a business. They'd have to. I'm sure it was hard for my dad at first, to decide to go on his own, and the one that he worked for didn't want him to, so they were not getting along. I always remember that, because we'd go look for my dad, and he'd be there at Maggots, and they'd be hollering, and they'd be arguing, and we'd run in and say Mom would tell us, we'd go to Mom first and say we want quarters and dimes. They'd have candies. We're not used to stores, the bigger stores. And so finally she said, "Oh, I don't have no more coins. Go to your dad. He's at the Maggots." So we'd run there, and then all the people that were there, there'd be a lot of them, just talking, and they'd all give us all their change, So we had a lot of change, and we'd run to all the, and we had a lot of friends, you know, with us, so we'd buy all kinds of sweets.
What kind of sweets were, what kind of your, the candy at the store when you were a kid at Nilak, what kind of candy was sold there, do you remember?
I remember the hard candy, you know, the mixed, they had a lot of that. But they had some candy bars too. The older ones, I guess. I don't know which ones we had. And like they call them suckers, I know we had some kind of candy.
Do you remember anybody that built that store at Nilak? Do you remember any of the carpenters that built the store at Nilak?
Let's see. I'm trying to think who. It might have been like Joe Fox Glove. And there were some, you know, carpenters that knew how to build homes. But I don't really know their names.
So there were some local men who helped your dad build the store?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was all local, I think. Okay.
And
log cabins.
It was all log cabins.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about candy. What other things did they sell at the store in Nilak?
Besides groceries and.
You know, what kind of groceries? What kind of things did they sell?
You know, like coffee, sugar, milk, all the main things, and a lot of canned fruits. I always remember canned fruits and. Dried fruits in the, what else?
Did they sell?
And then in, we'd get like potatoes and onions once a year, you know, get a whole bunch, I guess, but I don't know how they kept them. When the barge came, there'd be two barge, one in the fall, or in one in early summer, you know.
And the barge came here to Kotzebue?
To Kotzebue, then we'd have, they'd have to haul them up.
So how did they haul them up?
With our boat, we had a big, like a big scow or something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the name of your boat?
I can't remember if one was named Seymour or... remember.
So the store at Nilak, did they also sell supplies and like canvas and fabric and
yeah,
other things besides
had,
food?
We had a few dry goods, mm-hmm. Not much, you know, like boots and gloves and material for parties.
Mm-hmm.
Sally, do you remember the last time you were at Nilak?
You know, the last time we were there, I think it was the time we came to Selwick. I mean, Kotzebue. I mean, Selwick with a dog team. That was the last time I remember.
You didn't go back after you left?
No, Well, we went back. I mean... went back upriver with a boat, I think, but we didn't stay there because there was nowhere to stay anyway. That building was gone. There's still a tin warehouse there, you know. So we can, people use it for, I don't know, whatever, I guess.
You mentioned the other stores and other traders. So how did that work with your dad and Archie Ferguson, they were both buying furs?
Yeah.
How did that work?
Archie Ferguson, him and his wife ran the store, and Archie Ferguson had an airplane when they first started. But Archie did mostly flying, I think, you know. maybe passengers, but that was later on mm-hmm. that started.
But did he go upriver collecting like
no,
your dad?
They didn't, Ferguson's. Or
did people bring furs to them at the store, in their store in Selawik?
I'm sure they did, you know, but they didn't really, like they were not, you know, their store was kind of empty all the time. I don't know why. They were into airplanes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was trying to figure out how you decide who you're selling your fur to,
yeah.
whether it's Rotman or Ferguson.
Yeah, they were, I mean, she ran it real good and everything, but it, they just didn't have that many groceries. And
mm-hmm. So selling your muskrat fur to Rotman was the way to go?
Yeah, we had everything.
Mm-hmm.
But and then winter time, they'd, you know, mink was in demand, and mink and fox. Even those, now, what do they call them? Ermine?
Ermine, the little
yeah,
white
the
ones?
White, uh-huh.
Now, would your dad go up collecting in the winter, too?
No. They'd come down. They'd go down to Selwick.
Oh.
When you guys are traveling up and down the river, you mentioned boats. Most of them were wooden boats. Did you guys travel in skin kayaks or umiaks, too?
No.
Just the skin or the wooden boats?
Boats. People had, like, they didn't need boats, really, I guess. They had, like, river boats, you know, rowboats.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had a rowboat. In summertime, they'd come down with a raft, and they'd have their boat with them. And some of them had motors, little motors, you know.
Do you remember if there was a cemetery or if people took at Nilik? Was there a
yeah.
little cemetery
uh-huh.
there too?
There was. It was back in the hills behind the store, kind of far, you know.
Do you remember anybody who's buried there?
Yeah, my mom's, our brother, see, Seymour, the first Seymour, they named him. He died when he was born.
So he's buried at Nilik?
Uh-huh, he's buried there. That's where he was born.
Mm-hmm. What about some of those elders you said who lived there? Are they buried there?
There's some that are buried there. A lot of them are buried in Selwick, I think.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other memories you have as a child at Nilik or Selawik?
Like, I don't know. Selawik, well, when we got older, we got into working in the store, and, you know. Then when we moved down here, we worked we had a counter here, and there was nowhere to eat in town, you know. But it was Mom used to they'd have a roast every day, you know, for the hunters, and then there'd be, you know, like hamburgers and sandwiches.
You said you used to have some rooms here that the polar bear hunters used
yeah.
to stay in,
uh-huh.
like a little hotel.
Yeah. We have a book with, instead of registering when they come, Mom had a book, and it's here somewhere.
Great.
There's all kinds of names from all over.
Mm-hmm.
What I remember, but then Edna Ferber stayed here for about a month.
Mm.
I don't know what she was doing so long. Maybe writing something.
Writing one of her books.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember her.
What was she like?
She was real nice. She was kind of an older lady when she was here. And there were a lot of people that, you know, if they're in that book, I guess all their names.
Mm-hmm. Neat.
Did you have other people staying with you guys in Selawik or at Nilik, like a hotel, or people
no.
had no place to stay? Did they stay with you guys too? No?
They'd come up just for the day, like a lot of fur buyers would come, and they'd come in the morning, you know, small planes. Well, if it got bad weather, they'd stay overnight with us or something, you know.
But they weren't competition for buying furs?
They were, you know, they were quite a few different fur buyers for different companies,
mm-hmm.
I guess. But they'd just come up for the day and go back. But I didn't know, I don't know what they bought the furs for. I don't really.
Well, it sounds like, yeah, as a kid, you started working in Dad's store and you've just kept...
Uh-huh.
going, and now you run the one here, right?
Uh-huh.
Took over the family business.
Yeah. It started out at mostly at Selawik, you know, because
mm-hmm.
we were real small at Nilik. But we worked hard. And then in the store there, long ago they used to have cellars or something, you know, under the house.
Oh, yeah, like a root cellar.
Uh-huh. And that's where they'd keep all the, like, potatoes and, you know, it's cool, I guess. Cause we never used to go down there much because it was so dark, seems like. And, I mean, when they went down, they'd light gas lamps, you know.
Oh. So the store had a big cellar?
Yeah.
Yeah, that they kept Kotzebue, all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Oh, here in Kotzebue?
I mean,
in Selawik.
Selawik, yeah.
Yeah. So no selling of bananas or strawberries back then?
No. Just oranges, apples. I don't recall bananas much either.
Yeah. Oranges, apples, potatoes, onions.
Yeah.
Turnips?
Turnips, and... I don't know what else. It seemed like they'd keep a long time, you know, the potatoes,
mm-hmm.
onions.
Sally, these days you guys have t-shirts or bags and calendars that say Rotman's. Do you remember selling, were there things like that at Nilik that said Rotman's too? In the early days?
I think there was calendars. That's all I remember.
Hmm.
But,
well, I notice on the 2018 calendar here on your wall, it says serving you since 1932.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so... That must be about right.
That would have started... I would have been
Because I was a baby when I... You know, when we moved to Selawik.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't say if 1932 is Selawik or Nilik.
Oh,
it just says
it
1932.
Yeah, it would have been Selawik, I think. Maybe, or would it be... Maybe we were in Nilik
first. Yeah, if you were born in 31,
uh-huh,
and you were in Nilik first.
Yeah, because when I kind of remember when our grandpa, mom's mom... He stayed with us for a while, you know. He was real elderly. And then he didn't live very long. But he used to live in Kiana before that.
So do you remember when all that fur trading kind of stopped?
Yeah. Stopped buying muskrats and... Well, they just didn't. The muskrats just went down, the prices, you know, so nobody would. I mean, they didn't even hunt very much anymore. Just because the stores, I don't think they're really interested in buying them, you know. Didn't have buyers
mm-hmm.
to sell them to.
Do you remember what time period that was?
It had to be before we moved down here, I know that.
So 1940s or 50s?
Maybe late 40s.
So was it hard for your dad keeping a store running out in Selawik back in those days?
Not really, I don't think. I mean, he seemed to have everything organized. He'd buy cords and cords of wood, logs. And then somehow I remember there used to be a big noise with something that cuts the woods or something. We didn't really pay attention. He'd have men working there in front, down toward the water in front of the store,
mm-hmm.
cutting wood for the winter, like they'd pile them all up.
And then would he sell that?
No.
For
he need them for the store.
To keep the store warm.
Yeah. I don't know how many cords, but...
That store in Selawik right now, was there one that was built before that?
Yeah, there was one before. An old one. He didn't build that. He got it from, I don't know, it was there. It was a building that it wasn't miners anyway. It was some people that, I don't know what they were doing there, really. And that he got it from them, I think.
The first store? Or the second, the one that's there now?
No, not the other one.
The first one
uh-huh.
he got from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one that's there now?
He built it. Yeah.
And it's still there.
Yeah. It's getting kind of old, maybe. I don't know when it was built. I forget. Maybe in the... I think in the 50s or something, late.
He built it.
Mm-hmm. Or early 50s.
I don't know if you know this since you were a kid, but when people bought things with those muskrat furs, what they would get, like a gunny sack of furs was how many, and what would they get in exchange? Do you know that?
They'd bring a gunny sack of muskrats. And what do you mean?
Like if you brought a gunny sack, like if you wanted a 50-pound bag of flour, how many muskrats would you have to have? Or a 10-pound bag of flour?
I know when the muskrats, some of them were $3. I don't know how much, the flour and sugar and stuff wasn't that expensive mm-hmm. then, So probably you could get flour with two or three muskrats.
Okay.
But they had, the ones that hunted way up the river, and they'd get a lot of muskrats. They'd have bags of muskrats. I remember that, because they used to come in the store with all their muskrats, and then in those days there was a lot of string. I wonder what they used them for. Maybe... string.
For making a net?
No. They look like net, but it's not. It's not twine. It's just string.
Hmm.
And they'd use it. It's for the store. The store uses it.
Oh, okay.
For tying things. I wonder what would they tie up so much.
Bags?
Maybe.
Before we had twist ties?
Maybe. I don't know. And then the people would come with their bags and some of the ones that got a lot of muskrats, and then they'd count them there and put them in bundles of 20s and tie them up with a string.
All the furs were just dried, right? They were not tanned, they were just dried.
Just dried, uh-huh. They dried them on boards. I remember there used to have a lot of boards, each family, They must have made them. From what? Maybe logs or...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they had lumber.
Yeah. But so a bundle of, what did you say, 12 or 20?
a bundle would be 20.
20.
And then they'd put, how many in a gunny sack? I should know that because I used to see them putting them in. Maybe 20 in a, no, it had to be 10.
10 bundles?
That's not very much.
That's 200.
Ten.
If it's 200. If it's 20 per bundle and then you put 10 bundles, mm-hmm. that would be 200. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how many muskrat fit in a gunny sack.
I don't know. When you ship them out here, they put them in bundles. I mean, in gunny sacks, mm-hmm. you know.
When he shipped them out, were they shipped out with a barge or were they shipped out by plane? Or both?
I think it was by plane from Selwick, but here maybe with the post office.
No.
But they were packed and ready to go in Selwick.
Right. And did he ship them out pretty quickly?
Yeah.
Afterwards?
Yeah, afterwards, yeah.
Yeah, I was just always curious how much you would get in the store if you came in with a gunny sack of muskrat. What you could buy, you know, buy.
I think you could buy a lot of things with muskrats. I mean, you know, the muskrat. Some years it was $3. Then I think it went up to $5 or $6 each. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
In your dad's store, when they sold stuff like coffee or sugar and flour, did he also buy and sell like traditional, like ikuns or ulus or parkies, some that people made? Mm-hmm. Did he sell that kind of stuff too?
No, but sometimes parkies though, you know, cloth parkies and seems like people mostly sewed for themselves in mm-hmm. those days, you know, because they had to make so much for everybody.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else, Sally?
No, that's all I could think of.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time and your good memories.
Yeah, not really good memory.
No. Yeah, it seems like Nillick and Selawik would be good places to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Must be pretty up there.
Not Selawik. I mean, Selawik is just like, it's not like Kiana or, you know.
Is Nillick pretty?
Yeah, it's kind of pretty.
I was there this summer, and I walked through the warehouse. I have some pictures.
Oh.
If you have email, I could email you, or maybe Thomas. I have some pictures of the warehouse, and inside the warehouse, there's an old wood stove, and there was an old kayak.
Oh.
That's why I asked earlier about people going on wooden boats or kayaks.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, they used to a lot, I think, on wooden boats and kayaks. The people would, you know. Because that's the only way they could go hunting with kayaks in mm-hmm. those days. Mm-hmm. I know they'd get a lot of ducks and geese.
In all the lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of berries.
Yeah, lots of berries.
Did you do a lot of berry picking?
Yeah, we'd go berry picking. You didn't have to go far.
Nice.
A lot of blueberries there used to be.
Oh, I was going to say, your dad went collecting up Selawik River. Did he ever go up the Tagarogvik or what's the other one?
Is that Selawik?
Up past Nillick.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
But what's the Tagarogvik?
Yeah, I've heard of that. Way up river, if that's the one.
Yeah.
We went way up. We'd be gone for days and days, you know.
Okay. Well,
to see you and your mom and dad, or you and your dad?
Just me and my dad, because mom had to stay in the store.
And that was coming up from Selawik or from Nillick?
From Selawik.
Okay.
Yeah. And we'd, some camps, they were far from where we stopped, you know, I mean, park.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they'd have to walk because they're back in the lakes.
Oh, so they would walk in and meet you at the river?
Uh-huh. And Some of them, if they could come with a boat, they could, but you can't some places, you know.
And how would they know you were coming or that you were there?
I don't remember that, you know, but I guess they... Every year we'd come.
How many years did your dad do that, go up collecting?
I would say about more than 10 years, I know that.
Okay. I think maybe he had a little horn. Toot, toot. Collector's coming.
Maybe.
Sally, when did your papa pass away?
55 or 54, I think.
What about your mother?
When was mom? It was, November. Was it in the 50s? Or what? Do you remember
in
my mom?
In the 80s, because I worked at Rotman's in the 80s, and she was.
Oh, she was there in the 80s, so. So it had to be maybe in 90s or what?
That sounds
90s,
about right.
Maybe.
And your when did you say your father passed away?
In early 50s.
Okay.
It was 54, 55.
Okay. Was he pretty young?
He was way older than mom.
Oh, okay.
He had a tough life. Where was he born? They bombed or they killed all the. What was that war? Somewhere. With Jewish people.
World War II?
Maybe.
With Germany?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, World War I, it would have been.
One, I think.
It had to have been World War I.
Then somehow he was a stowaway. I mean, he got out of there, you know. And he had an aunt in New York. He finally got to New York, I guess. Maybe that's where he worked for a while.
So was he born in the United States?
No.
Where was he born?
Poland, somewhere.
Oh, okay.
I know the name of it, but I...
Oh, and then he immigrated to the U.S.
Then he became a citizen, U.S. citizen, later on.
Okay.
Yep.
Have we tired you out?
No.
Well, thank you very, very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.